I think it was Fluffy, the neighbor's poodle. Are you sure?
No, it could be a flying, blood-sucking rodent.
Tyler!
Tonight, I go to some spooky places to catch those fierce creatures of the night.
I prefer the lights of the big, bad city. I make neon in the brightest city of them all.
Charlie makes his own version of the bathroom.
And I get wired up in a sleep lab. People can do strange things in their sleep. See what happens to your mind after you fall asleep.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids, After Dark.
Good night. Maybe I'll leave my light on, in case you get scared.
There's a whole lot of things going on that you don't even know about, even inside your own brain.
It can be hard to get a good night's sleep. That's why I'm here. It's a sleep disorders lab where people who have problems sleeping come, and it's Al's job to watch people do weird things while they sleep.
Here, take a look at this.
By recording and watching people, I can tell what's wrong with them. I tell their doctor, and their doctor will treat them.
Hi, Dr. Kimoff.
Hi, Alicia. This is a patient of ours who has what we call the restless leg syndrome. He has great difficulty getting to sleep. When he doesn't sleep well because his legs are jumpy or restless and he can't find a comfortable position.
This woman is dreaming and her muscles are still active. That's not good. Her muscles ought to be paralyzed. This stops us from acting out our dreams in real life and hurting ourselves or other people.
So is it like sleepwalking?
Sleepwalking is actually different because it happens in a different stage of sleep that we call delta wave sleep. Patients who are sleepwalking are much more difficult to wake up, and in fact, if someone is sleepwalking, you shouldn't try and wake them up. It can be quite disturbing to the person. You should just try and guide them and make sure they don't hurt themselves or go somewhere that they shouldn't go.
All right, let's get you hooked up and see what you do in your sleep.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be that entertaining. I think I sleep pretty well.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. These are called electrodes. This one here records the electricity that goes through my brain, my brain waves. These ones here record my eye movements, and these ones here record muscle activity.
And this is going to measure airflow.
All these tubes and wires are connected to a computer, so Al can analyze what's going on while I'm asleep.
And I'll be able to see you on the video. Good night.
Good night. How are you going to see me in the dark?
We have an infrared camera which can see in the dark where we can't. Good night.
Good night. What about my story?
Once upon a time and they lived happily ever after. Now go to sleep.
Ooh, microphone.
You go through three different stages as you sleep. First comes a light sleep. Then, your brain activity slows down and you sleep more deeply. The third stage is an even deeper sleep. Your eyes start to move back and forth. You're dreaming, or maybe having a nightmare.
They're night creatures. They have fangs to fight. I go into a graveyard in the middle of the night. That's coming up on PMK. What's behind this door is top secret. Mattress testing machines. This giant rolling pin is called a rollator. It rolls over the mattress for 4 days around the clock. That's like a 270-pound person rolling around in bed every night for 10 years. And this is exactly what it looks like, a human behind. It simulates a person bouncing up and down on the edge of a bed. This is Data Man. He went from being a crash test dummy to a mattress test dummy. With sensor wires attached to his body, he tells researchers what parts of his body sink into the mattress and how far.
What makes things go bump in the night? At night, when you're about to fall asleep, sometimes you can hear noises. And do you want to hear what makes these noises? I'll tell ya. It's huge! It can swallow you whole! And it's in your house right now! Well, actually, it is your house.
Huh?
Let me explain. Have you ever noticed that pickle jars are hard to open?
What?
It's 'cause when you put them in a fridge, the lids get cold. And when the lids get cold, they shrink. Everything shrinks when they get cold. And things get larger or expand when they get hot. So what does all this have to do with your house making noises? During the day, when things heat up, your house expands. And at night, when the sun goes down, it shrinks. And this growing and shrinking makes noises, which you can hear at night when everything else is quiet. So that's what those noises are. Good night, Tix. Good night, Nix.
Good night.
The signal. This looks like a job for bad guy. What do you mean, no? Oh, come on, this is not like Batman. I am Bat Guy. It's totally different. Well, can I at least slide down the Bat Guy pole? Can I drive the Bat Guy mobile? No. Can we at least make a bat house? Can we do that? Great. You know, bats have gotten a bad rap in the movies. I mean, people think they go around drinking blood. But what really drinks your blood at night? Oh, mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are insects, and bats love to eat them. Some bats can actually gobble up to 600 in an hour. So, if you really want to keep your blood with you, give a bat a fantastic summer home in your own backyard. To build a bat house, we need some wood. Because bats like to climb, they need a rough surface. If there are any sharp points, smooth them out. These can really hurt a bat. This isn't like a birdhouse, so there's not just one way in. The bats will enter here through the openings at the bottom. The openings should be only about an inch or 2.5 centimeters wide. This keeps out other animals, such as birds or squirrels or sometimes field mice. The other reason why we have openings at the bottom is to allow the bat waste to fall out. Now, bat waste is called guano, and guano is full of ammonia, and man, that stinks. With no bottom, this baby's self-cleaning. To attract bats, place your bat house a half a kilometer or a quarter of a mile from a river, stream, or lake. And you need a place to put it where it's at least 3.5 meters or 12 feet off the ground so predators like raccoons and cats and snakes can't get at them. They like to eat bats for lunch. A pole or hanging from a house works best. Trees don't work so good because predators find them too easy to climb. Sunlight is important, too. Your bat house needs 6 hours minimum of direct sunlight. So remember, bats are our friends,
And just like us, they're looking for a nice warm place to hang around in.
Building a bat house is one way to see a bat, but I'm going out in the dead of night to catch one.
Oh, there it is over there. This is incredible! Seeing all these lights has given me an idea. Las Vegas, you haven't seen nothing yet. Tomorrow morning, rise and shine. This is the Young Electric Sign Company, but people here call it YesCo. This is where they make the most spectacular neon signs in town. And when I asked them if I could make a neon sign that says PMK, they said yes.
Yes, Alicia, actually a neon tube is a very simple light source. We have a glass tube with phosphor, and we light it up with high voltage. First of all, we have to have a sketch, and we have to have it reverse. Come on, I'll show you.
Reverse?
Yes, this is our bending table. You can see we have a pattern here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in reverse.
Yeah, I can see it's all in reverse.
Yeah, we have to have this so that when we do make our bends, they're all behind the glass.
And these are our tubes?
Yes, they are. You see, we have two clear tubes. They will be red, and then the blue will be for the letter K.
And what are these at the end of the tubes?
These electrodes.
Oh.
But before we even get that far, we have to bend the glass, and that is done by hand. And the P. Yes, we have that. And guess what?
All right, I get to do the K.
And the letter K.
Very good. Now, let's go to the vacuum pump to remove the impurities by bombarding it.
To bombard the tube, we vacuum out all the air in it. Then, we zap the tube with electricity. That cleans out all the dust and dirt so the light will work.
Right now, 22,000 volts of electricity are bombarding the glass tube.
Well, that's about it. I think we're going to shut it off and put some red gas in it. Yeah, that's about
right. The electricity heats up the neon gas molecules, and they give off red light as a result. Even if neon is the most common gas used in making phosphorescent signs, it's not the only one. Other gases such as argon, helium, krypton, or even xenon are used. It all depends on how big, how bright, and what color you want your sign to be.
Are all these gases dangerous if you breathe them?
Not really, but the helium can make your voice very funny.
Viva Las Vegas!
This is a very special video camera. It can see in the dark. It doesn't matter if the room lights are on or off. That's because the camera can see infrared light. Infrared light is generated by the heat of an object. It's invisible to our eyes. Different colors mean different temperatures. Check out these two cups. The first one is filled with ice-cold water. A cold object generates no infrared light. That's why the cold water is black. The second cup has hot water. It's the whitest object in this picture because it's the warmest thing the camera picks up. Watch Cassia breathe out warm air. It looks like her hat's catching on fire. In normal light, you can see right through this piece of plexiglass. But the infrared light the plexiglass generates is dark because plexiglass is a very good insulator and doesn't let heat go through. Check out my new infrared sunglasses. They look cool to the infrared camera.
What was that? Relax, it was probably just another little creature of the night. Yeah, like Fluffy, the werewolf poodle. Settle down, fraidy cat. Lots of creatures come out at night, like raccoons. Oh, they're cute. Skunks. Smelly, but definitely not scary. Kitty cats.
Oh, I love little kitty witties.
Bats. Bats.
What's with the hat?
Well, I don't want the bats to get stuck in my ear.
And the garlic?
Hello, bats, vampires, they don't like garlic.
silly. Those are just childhood myths. Bats don't really get stuck in your hair.
I knew that. I did.
And they do not suck your blood.
Right? Not like these mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, in fact, are actually fond of the night as well.
Tell me something I don't know, Professor Know-It-All.
Okay, did you know that bats can eat over 600 mosquitoes in just 1 hour?
Well, do you know any of them we can call right now?
Alicia, bats don't communicate on the telephone. They communicate through something called echolocation, which is...
I was just joking, Tyler.
Don't joke about those poor bats. Their reputation is bad enough as it is. You'd like them if you got to know them, like I did.
You know about vampires, right? They're night creatures. They have fangs to bite. Then they turn into bats in search of their next victim and drink human blood. That myth might be the reason why a lot of people are afraid of bats, but bats have a reputation they don't deserve. There are about 1,000 different species of bats in the world, and only 3 of them are known as vampire bats.
The vampire bats all live in Central and South America, and they prefer animal blood over human blood. But for bats in North America, bugs are on the menu.
It's about 10 o'clock at night, and I'm out to catch a bat with Janet Tyberak. Janet knows bats. She works for Bat Conservation International.
Hi, Tyler. Do you want to help me set up this bat trap?
Sure.
Okay, this is the bag that's going to catch the bats. I'm going to put it right underneath the trap here. Okay, now there's some little strings at the edge of the bag, and those have to be tied around the legs.
Okay, I see them.
Go ahead and tie those just in a bow.
All right.
Now, how this trap works is the bats are going to detect this first strand of fishing strings right here. And as they're flying towards it like this, they're going to turn their bodies sideways. But then in between the first and second strand, they're going to right their bodies, run into the second strand, and fall down into the trap, where they'll be caught in this bag right here. And then they'll crawl up the canvas sides and sit right underneath the plastic. And all we have to do is come and take them out, and they're really easy to remove.
Now all we have to do is wait?
All we have to do is wait. Let's move off to the side here.
Okay. Bats are nocturnal, so they're more active at night. Soon as the sun goes down, they start hunting for bugs, and lots of bugs. They eat about half their own body weight in just one night. Hey, I think one just flew into the trap. Let's take a look.
Let's go ahead and pull one of these out so that we can tag him later.
Okay.
Tagging bats allows biologists to follow the animals as they fly in the dark. This way, the scientists are better able to study their behavior.
Well, this guy's small. Is it a baby?
No, actually, this is an adult. When he's flying and his wings are spread, he looks a lot larger. But when he's roosting and his wings are all wrapped up, he looks pretty small.
What kind of bat is it?
Well, its common name is a red bat.
They've got little tiny eyes.
But they're not blind. All bats can see.
They can?
Uh-huh.
It's got sharp little teeth.
These guys eat a lot of insects, and sometimes the insects are very tough to chew on, especially things like beetles.
He's got such tiny little ears. Can he hear very well?
Yeah, actually, he can hear quite well because he has to listen to those high-frequency echolocation calls that he produces.
An echolocating bat makes loud, high-pitched calls and listens for the returning echoes. They tell it that there is an obstacle in its path, how far it is, and even what it is.
Okay, now all we have to do is put a light tag on this bat right here, and then we can follow it with the bat detector, and we can get a good echolocation call of it as it's flying away from us.
Listening to echolocation calls allows biologists to study the bat's behavior in the wild. To make a light tag glow, you just break it and shake it.
Oh, that's cool.
Then we'll just stick it on the back of the bat, and we'll let it go.
In just an hour, this light tag will fall off, and the whole thing will be nothing but a bad memory for this bat.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here she goes.
How come we need this to hear her?
Because her echolocation calls are above the range of our hearing, and this will translate it into beeps that we can hear.
The bat detector picks up the bat calls by lowering the frequency so that we can hear them.
Oh, there it is over there.
Bats may look ferocious, but they're just echolocating.
Are you okay, Tyler?
Yeah, what time is it?
It's about 2:30 in the morning.
I think it's time for me to go to bed.
Tyler, I figured a new way to get rid of my nightmares. Come here, let me show you.
If you're trying to scare me, it's not gonna work. You can't scare me.
I'm your nightmare now, Tyler.
Oh. Tyler, wake up. You're having a bad dream.
Oh. Don't worry about it, right? It was just a dream?
Yeah.
Go back to bed.
Okay.
Sweet dreams.
Mm-hmm.
See you next time on PMK.